AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells reporters that the Biden administration has made big strides against the coronavirus pandemic.
We're in a very different place than we were a year ago.
Psaki adding,
200 million people are vaccinated. Those are people who are protected, seriously protected, from illness and death from the virus. We have also just purchased the largest over-the-counter purchase of tests in history, 500 million tests. That builds on the fact that we have already distributed 50 million tests back in December.
She says the test manufacturers have until tonight to respond to the government's contract request, and the first awards are expected to be made later this week. The January 6th congressional panel wants to speak with Fox News personality Sean Hannity. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection wants to speak to Fox News personality Sean Hannity. In a letter to Hannity, Committee Chair Benny Thompson of Mississippi said the panel wants to question Hannity about his communications with former President Donald Trump, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and others in the Trump inner circle in the days surrounding the insurrection. Attorney Jay Sekulow, who represents Hannity, told Axios such a request would raise serious constitutional issues, including First Amendment concerns regarding freedom of the press. The committee possesses dozens of text messages from December 31, 2020 to January 20, 2021, including one from Hannity to Meadows saying, "I do not see January 6th happening the way he is being told." Mike Gracia, Washington.
AT&T and Verizon have agreed to delay the launch of the new slice of 5G service by 2 weeks after airlines and the nation's aviation regulator complained about potential interference with systems on board airplanes. The company's delaying tomorrow's planned launch of the new C-band strand of 5G. This is AP News. Nearing the one-year anniversary of the assault, the Capitol Police Chief says the force is stronger and better.
Tom Manger says work started right after the riot to fix the failures.
Intelligence failures, operational planning failures, leadership failures.
Manger says the one thing that did not fail that day was the courage and resolve of the men and women of the United States Capitol Police. Leadership was removed after the riot. Manger was asked about security 1 year later.
We're aware of several events that are planned for Thursday. Most of them aren't of much concern to us. There's no intelligence that indicates that they're would be any problems.
The most pressing issue still facing Capitol Police is staffing shortages. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reigning Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider was robbed at gunpoint over New Year's weekend in Oakland, California. Schneider tweeted she lost her ID, credit cards, phone, and is shaken up but otherwise okay. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.